This is the Truth Network.
So what is a healthy church? What does it look like? What does the Bible say about that? Where do you go to church? When's it time to leave a church? Mm-hmm. Should I stay? And maybe I can change things. Maybe I can turn them back mm-hmm. to the Word. Well, it's a good thing I'm not answering those questions today because I have Jonathan Lehman on with me. Jonathan, good to have you.
Am I to answer all those at once?
You're on the hot seat, buddy. You better come up with answers right now.
Yes, no, yes, 4, and 17.
See, I told you we bring serious guests on here. Can you believe he did that? This guy's like a walking church encyclopedia. But he is with the Nine Marks Ministries,
right.
Which is a wonderful ministry that goes around and you help churches work through this
yep.
stuff out, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, our mission statement is equipping church leaders with a biblical vision, so what does the Bible say, and practical resources for building healthy churches. So our goal is healthy churches, and we tell pastors, hey, this is what the Bible says. We do it through our books, we do it through articles, our blog, our website, our podcast, pastors talk, conferences, stuff like that.
Yeah, and really the epic book that a lot of folks may be familiar with, this is one of the first books that really acquainted me with your ministry was this Nine Marks of a Healthy Church. Mm-hmm. That book by Mark Dever, who you work with, is your ministry leader. Mm-hmm. That book has really set some things in motion that's kind of this whole ministry is kind of spawned out of those marks. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that?
Yeah, sure. The ministry, as you just said, came out of that book. Mark wrote this book. A lot of pastors started writing in, calling in, saying, hey, well, what do you do about this? And what do you do about that? And kind of the ministry sort of followed suit just in response to so many questions that Mark and others were receiving. They hired me in 2006 to be editorial director and be more than just Mark Dever's voice, but to kind of put microphones in front of a number of pastors and writers to propagate these ideas. Yeah, what's great about Nine Marks, the book, is it's sort of packaged as you might say, a seeker-sensitive book, like, hey, do these nine things. Yeah. But really they are is just Bible, expositional preaching, biblical theology, the gospel, conversion, membership, discipline, wow. discipleship, and so forth, right? And I think as you said, brother, as you testified to, many others have found it very, very helpful in getting their church back to what does the Bible say.
Yeah. And so that's really fascinating you say that. And this is what encouraged me about your ministry is – We most churches today, and of course this has gone kind of crazy and wacky. There's a minefield of controversy and people leaving the scriptures. But most churches that hold to the Bible will tell you they believe the Bible. Oh yes, this is our book. We're a church of the book, and they actually open it and they actually it's part of the homily, the sermons, and this and that, Jonathan. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, when it comes down to running the church, making disciples. Suddenly, we consult corporate America. Mm-hmm. We consult psychology.
That's
and
right.
Do you mean to tell me that everything that we need for operating God's church, the only organism that Jesus Christ died and shed his blood for, that is his bride, you mean to tell me that he gave us a book, the Bible, about that? And that, you know, is that really true? Is the Bible sufficient, I guess, is my question for you. It's a loaded question. But let's see how you do with it.
Hopefully, okay. Yeah, I mean, does the Bible tell us what time do we meet on Sundays? Does it tell us whether or not to use microphones? Does it tell us whether to have a Sunday school structure? Well, so in some sense, no, the Bible doesn't give us everything, but it does give us, as Paul says, everything sufficient for life and salvation, right? So what is it we need to gather as a people, to be a people, to be born again, to govern ourselves, to organize ourselves? Well, yes, the Bible does give all of that. Let me put it this way. The most important things about your church are the things that are in the Bible and are the things that your church shares with every other church in every other time and place. It's popular these days to talk about contextualization and being culturally sensitive, and all of that's good, all that's important. But again, the most important thing about your church is what your church shares with every other church in time and space and history. And those are the things that are found in the Bible. So before we talk consult business and consulting and all these other things, oh, pastor, brother, Christian, please open up the Bible, see what it says. It might say more than you think.
What's cool about your ministry, Nine Marks Ministries, I'm Stu Epperson, with me, Jonathan Lehman. He's one of the leaders, the editorial director of Nine Marks Ministries. Mm-hmm. So stuff that leaves your office, that goes out, the curriculum, the training sessions you do all over the country, all over the world, really, you know, you got your hand in that. You, Mark Dever, your ministry leader, I've met Mark, he's been on this show. But what's so refreshing about that is really your job's a little kind of easy. I hate to say it, classify it that way, because you're like, well, the curriculum's been written, the Word of God. But then you're directing people. So someone listening out there is saying, well, look, what's a healthy church? I mean, can you break it down? I'm a basketball player. So, I'm not the brightest knife in the drawer, however that goes. But Jonathan, can you break it down for people listening? I want to find a healthy church. I want to plug into a healthy church.
Yeah.
You know, what is that for people that, you know, just give us a basic 101 from a guy who's been doing this for some time.
Yeah. Well, what creates the church? The Bible, the gospel. So when you walk through a church door on Sunday morning and you're looking around and you're asking kind of the normal questions like, oh, do these people look like me? Are there good programs for kids? Or what kind of style of music? I don't want to say those are completely unimportant questions, but I do want to say the most important question you need to ask when you walk through the church doors on a Sunday morning is, do they preach the Bible? Do they expose Scripture? Do they preach? I would even say expositionally. That is the point of the sermons, is the point of the biblical text. Right. And the pastor is committed to not giving you his wisdom, his humor, his charisma. That doesn't give life to the dead. That doesn't open the eyes of the blind. The Bible does. God's word does. So first thing you need to ask, is he step by step walking through the Bible and preaching it? And is he preaching the gospel? So you can get up there. A rabbi can get up and preach the Old Testament. That's not going to give life. Is he preaching gospel-centered sermons?
Wow.
Is he preaching the gospel every week, no matter what text he's preaching out of? So that's the first thing I want to say.
Jesus is a star of everything, right?
No,
it points
that's
to
exactly
him.
Right. He's the headline.
Yeah.
Then we get the story shut. But yeah, so is it preaching the Bible? Is it preaching the gospel? Other things I'm going to look for are, do they take a conversion seriously? That people are called to repent and believe, right? It's not easy believism. It's repent and believe, as Jesus said. He's not just Savior. He's also Lord. Is this a church that takes that seriously? I'm also going to say, is the church practicing membership and discipline? That they know who they are. Is it just a crowd, an unaccountable crowd? Or do they know who they are? They disciple one another. They keep track of one another. They love one another. They pursue one another. Is it that kind? Do they practice church discipline, right? That is to say, do they correct sin in one another's lives? Not like sin police, but lovingly, carefully, gently, are they doing that? And finally, I would say, what kind of leaders do they have? Do they have godly elders who are above reproach, who know how to teach the word? So these are a number of the things I would point you to.
That's really cool. Man alive. I can't write fast enough, so I'm just going to listen to this recording over and again. I hope that you will like and share, however you're hearing this, on our awesome, you know, we have wonderful radio affiliates that carry this segment. We have a whole bunch of Facebook digital folks that, you know, we play this for. So we're grateful for podcasting now. You know, that's become a big thing. Mm-hmm. I guess we're God casting more than podcasting, right? That was
hard
to say.
We're trying.
So we're grateful for you joining us here. Jonathan, people are looking for a healthy church. A lot of folks are stuck in a church. They just keep hoping maybe this week the pastor will bring up the Bible. Maybe this week he'll confront sin. Maybe this week the gospel will be touched on. What do you say to folks struggling like, you know, how long do I stay in a church, you know, before? Well, I've always gone here. You know, my grandma went here. My great-grandma went here. What do you say to people in that, kind of stuck in that definition of insanity?
Sure. Now, look, if you're in a church and staying there just for sentimental reasons, no, that's not good enough. If you're in a church because you're trying to really serve and build up the brothers and sisters there, and though, yeah, in some way things are not perfect, that's okay. That's what you're called to do. I mean, no church is perfect. So on the one hand, I want to tell you to rush off too quickly. I want you to be there, not just to consume, but also to participate in feeding. I don't want to raise up a generation of consumers, right, who are just looking for what they get. So are you in your church looking for ways to build up brothers and sisters in Christ? Okay, but let's suppose you and your spouse and maybe your children are there. You've been there for some time. You're shriveling. You're not flourishing. That's a big problem. What you need to endure to the end is other brothers and sisters around you helping you to follow after Jesus, and you need godly elders who are preaching God's word. So if over time you just see the trajectory of my spiritual life is not good, I'm not flourishing. And let me add this. If it's not a church where you'd want to bring your non-Christian friend because you're not confident they'd hear the gospel,
wow,
and you're not confident that they would see people of integrity walking in the gospel, that's not a good church.
Wow. One more thing, making disciples, how important that is. How should everyone listening to our voice right now be discipling and being discipled in their church? How important is discipleship? Go quick.
I can't survive as a Christian apart from that. other disciples, other elders, and other members are God's appointed means to help me endure to the end. Mm. It's that crucial.
Wow. Jonathan Lehman, Nine Marks Ministries. What a blessing. It's all in this book, Nine Marks of a Healthy Church. I know you had a hand in, written by Mark Dever. Thanks for visiting with us. What an encouraging word from you. And hey, go encourage your pastor, pray for him, and challenge him to be the man of God, to preach the word of God, and to make disciples.
Amen.
And remember who the star of every sermon is. After every sermon, ask the question, who is Jesus in that sermon?
That's right.
How did we get to him? And it's a good sermon if it ends up with him, doesn't it?
There we go.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.